This is a great day to start again with a 50% chance of showers in the forecast. It's a great day to start my lawn again. 93 for the high, 102 feels like temp. We'll kick off Dead Guy in the Envelope here for Rick Springfield tickets in about 10 minutes.
Birthday scam time. We're going to call a woman who has a child at a day camp, and we're going to call pretending to be from the camp, and the kid is misbehaving. He kicked a counselor.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amy?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, Amy, this is Tom Phillips, camp director over at the day camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling about Matthew. He's here right now. There's been a little problem.
What's going on?
Well, he's been acting out, you know, not following the directions, not doing what he's supposed to do. And today a counselor was working with him, and he kicked the counselor in the leg, which is very serious.
Yeah, I'll definitely talk to him when he gets home. It won't be a problem anymore.
When we make physical violent contact, that's something of great concern to us. Have you seen any of that kind of behavior at the house?
No. I mean, what happened to provoke this behavior? Did the counselor do something to him? Did one of the kids do something?
Well, there's nothing that a counselor could do that would make that acceptable.
I mean, but how would you know? Did the counselor tell you the whole story? You maybe they didn't want to get in trouble, so they didn't tell
all
you.
All counselors
what they
are
did.
Fully vetted and checked out and fully trained to handle the kids at their age groups.
My son doesn't go around kicking people on a daily basis, so there
I think rather than being defensive about it, this is something that you need to look within on and deal with in the house.
Well, I told you that I would handle it in the house, but now are you trying to say that.
That
I'm a bad mom? Like, that I allow my
Whoa.
Son to go around
no,
kicking
no, no,
people?
No, I am not pointing fingers or accusing. But then again, I'm not there. I don't know what goes on in the house. I hear a baby there, so obviously you have your hands full.
Yes, I do have another son, but that's irrelevant to what's going on right now.
How old is the baby?
He's one.
Okay, well, that could be another problem area, you know, when there's a new baby in the house. Someone who's competing for mom's affection, if mom's dealing with a baby in one arm and maybe watching the soap operas out the other.
Oh, okay, so now I play with my one-year-old and, you know, neglect the other one because I'm too busy watching TV. Are you out of your damn mind?
Do you have the TV on right now?
No, I don't. Do you hear a TV on right now?
Well, I don't
Are
know
you
how loud you
house?
Keep your TV. Let's not get carried away. I just really wanted
yeah,
to
yeah.
say.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
We'll dial
Don't
it
make
back.
Me have to come down to the YPA to kick your ass, okay? Do not insult me and my family.
All right, don't overreact. What I'm trying to say is when something like this happens, we apply some gentle punishment, okay? What I'm going to do with Matthew today is I'm going to put him on a little work detail. We're
You must be
actually putting in
mind.
A volleyball court, and what we do is, you know, we're clearing the ground there right now, and for the kids that misbehave, we'll put them on a little work crew, just clearing the brush, clearing the area.
That's illegal. You cannot have an eight-year-old
no.
working.
No, it's nothing beyond their capabilities. He's not going to be operating any heavy machinery.
You take your ass down there, and you build a volleyball net, and you send my son back into the camp.
He will have to push the roller when we put the gravel down.
Yeah,
before
well,
we
you
do
know,
the blacktop.
Unless you're under the gravel, he's not going to be doing it, okay? I'm telling you right now. So
Man,
you're going to
you
let my son out of the office.
You are a spitfire.
This guy, you know what? Get off my phone. Do not call me with any more of this bull. Do not
what?
Call me and
what are you
insult
wearing
me
right now?
And my family. You are the biggest creep I've ever met. You are disgusting.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not from the camp. Amy, this is Dean and Raj. It's the birthday scam. Greg wanted us to call you.
No.
Yes.
I will have to kill Greg.
Yes,
please do not say that.
No, I'm sure
oh,
your son
God.
Is doing great. Everything's fine. We're not going to put him in a work camp.
It's like a little chain gang we hear up here.
I thought I was going to have to come down there and kick somebody's ass. Don't do that to me.
It's from Greg. You have a great birthday, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.